Greeting the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
You cannot return to God and ignore His Word.
Dr. Tony Evans talks about why the truth of Scripture is a vital ingredient in revival.
So my challenge today is, let's return to His Word as a way of life and a lifestyle, not a Sunday event.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Having the best aim in the world won't help if you don't know what the target looks like. Dr. Evans says the same is true if you want to get your life pointed directly to the Lord. Today, he talks about how your commitment to God's Word can help you do that. Let's join him as he begins.
If you are serious about a return to God, you must be serious about the Scriptures, serious about the Bible. Paul puts it this way in 2 Timothy 3, he says, beginning in verse 13, evil men and imposters are going to proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from a childhood, which is why you need to make sure your children know the Word of God. From childhood you have known the sacred writings, the Scriptures, which were able to give you wisdom that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ. As a child, you were introduced to the Bible so that you could make better decisions in your life. Why? Why make a big deal about the Bible, about Scripture? He tells us in verse 16, all Scripture is inspired by God. It is the voice of God in print, not merely information about God. Luke 8 tells a story about a sower who went out to sow. A farmer is planting seeds. And he talks about the seeds that the farmer planted fell on different soils. So Jesus, the great storyteller that he is, tells this story, and he tells them, I'm talking to you about the kingdom, he says. And I'm going to talk to you about the kingdom and how the word works with the kingdom. And the kingdom is the rule of God. So he tells them this story, and when he tells them this story, verse 10, he says, to you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest of it, it is in parables, so that seeing they may not see and hearing they may not understand. Let me just pause there. He says, I told you this story, talking to his disciples, so that you can learn the mystery of the kingdom, so that you'll understand something that the general public won't know. So I'm getting ready to tell you what Jesus told them. Because if you are here and you are a believer and you are serious about following Christ, he wants you to understand, but he doesn't want the non-Christians to understand. Why would he say that? He says, so that seeing they may not see and that they may not understand. Because the more you understand that you don't do anything with, the greater your judgment. So he says, I want you to understand because you belong to my people and I want you to get the benefit of this. So he tells this story. And he says, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. The word of God comes to you in seed form. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 23 to 25 talks about the word of God has the DNA in it of God, but it comes in seed form. Now, whenever you have a fruit or a vegetable in seed form, all that is going to make the fruit or vegetable what it's designed to become is embedded in the seed. It just hasn't expanded and exposed itself yet. So right now, this sermon, you will get in seed form. In other words, not fully amplified, not fully experienced, not fully realized, but very much alive, because a seed has life in it of whatever the fruit and vegetable is. He says the sower went out to sow, the seed is the word of God. Some of the seed fell by the roadside, he says. Just fell by the roadside, and the devil comes and takes it away, the word, before it gets to their heart. So Satan is the original abortionist. He wants to take away the seed of life. Some fell on rocky soil. Those, they heard it, they received it with joy. Amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Didn't he preach? They received it, they liked the sermon, and these have no firm root. They believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. He calls that rocky soil. The first was roadside, that's no soil. Now we're on rocky soil. They receive it, but when they leave church, hit the parking lot, drive home, start watching football, start doing egg work, during the time of testing, they fall away because it didn't get rooted. Calls that rocky soil. He says, then there the seed, verse 14, that fell among thorns. These are the ones who have heard. They go on their way. They are choked with worries and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to maturity. So these are the choke seeds. These are the secular Christians. They get so involved with their education, so involved with their profession, so involved with making money, that they have become worldly saints. Secular saints. They shift from AM to FM, AM to FM, AM to FM. Their frequencies are always shifting because they're trying to please God and please the world. And so they can never grow up to become an adult Christian. They stay baby saints. They live on the ABCs. And so they don't bring fruit to maturity. Little apples, little oranges, little bananas. There are three things that happen with fruit. Number one, fruit always bears the character of the tree of which it is a part. You won't find apples on orange trees. You won't find oranges on apple trees. You know, it will always reflect the character. So the way you know you're bearing fruit is you're looking more like Jesus this year than you did last year. Your actions and reactions are more consistently in line with how he would act and react because your character is a fruit of his tree. The second aspect of fruit is fruit is always visible. You've never seen invisible fruit. You know what kind of tree it is because you see what kind of fruit it is, even if you're not familiar with the bark of the tree. You can see the fruit and know that's an orange tree, apple tree, because it's visible. You know you're getting to maturity when you're no longer a secret agent Christian. When your commitment to Christ is visible, you're not hiding it under a bushel. You're not apologizing for your faith in Jesus Christ. You are visible and adherent to the truth of God. So fruit reflects the character of the tree as a part, it's visible, it's beneficial. The only fruit that eats itself is rotten fruit. If fruit is eating itself, it's rotten. Fruit is always designed for somebody else to eat it. So who is taking a bite out of your life? Who's wanting to be like you, follow you? Who's wanting you to disciple them? Who are you benefiting in the name of Christ? If you are only benefiting you, you are an immature Christian. If you want to be served but can never serve, if you want to be helped but you can never be a helper, you're not beneficial. You're just a fruit hanging out eating yourself. And if you are a selfish fruit, you will self-destruct. He says, but to the fruit that goes to maturity. Well, how did I get there? I want to be there. How did I get there? Well, there was nothing wrong with the seed. The problem was always with the soil. Oh. If God's word isn't working, he doesn't have good soil to work with. If God's word is not working, if it's not doing in you, to you, through you, for you, by you, from you, what it says it can do, because it is the life and DNA of God, there is either no soil, rocky soil, or choke soil, not good soil. It is the soil of the life that determines the benefit of the seed. Because the seed is the word of God.
So how do we get better soil? Dr. Evans will have the answer for us when he continues in just a moment. Stay with us.
Let me start off by thanking all of our friends for how you've walked with us and stood by us all year long. We felt your prayers, and they've made a difference in the lives of people that we've had the privilege of ministering to. And as we anticipate the new year, we want to not only end this year strong, but go into the new year able to take advantage of all the opportunities that God has brought our way for the building of strong, biblically based families, for strengthening churches so that they're able to do the work of kingdom building God has called them to do, and for speaking into the culture. This culture needs to hear a word from God and a word that works. And that's what we're committed to do. Stand with us with your generosity and your prayers, because you know this word, a word that the world desperately needs today.
Visit TonyEvans.org to give. That's TonyEvans.org.
The Alternative is a 100% listener-supported broadcast, so we depend completely on you to keep this important work going. Visit TonyEvans.org today or call 1-800-800-3222. To let Tony know he can count on your support. Either way, to say thanks when you make a donation, we'll send you the best of Tony Evans 2023, 20 of his most requested messages, as well as his latest devotional book, Transformed by the Trinity. Get Tony's best so you can be your best. 20 messages to wrap up 2023. Just visit us today at TonyEvans.org or give us a call at 1-800-800-3222. I'll repeat that contact information for you after part two of today's lesson. Here's Tony.
So that raises the question, how do you get better soil since there's nothing wrong with the seed? Nothing wrong with the seed. It comes in seed form. That means it's got to grow, but it needs the right environment in which to grow. Verse 19 of James 1, this you know, my beloved brethren, fellow Christians. Everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. If you want to change the soil, you must be quick to hear God's point of view, slow to speak your point of view, and don't get mad when you and God disagree. Therefore, in light of this, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness, in humility, receive the word implanted, which is able to save your soul. But guess what? He's not talking about going to heaven, because he says, my beloved brethren. These are people already going to heaven. When you accepted Jesus Christ, your soul didn't get saved. Your spirit got saved. Your soul still needed to be saved. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. You are made of three parts, body, soul, and spirit. Your body enables you to communicate with the physical world through your five senses. Your soul is your self-life, your personhood, your personality. That's your soul. Then you have a spirit. We're born with our spirits separated from God, dead, the Bible says. The spirit is designed to communicate with God. The body, your environment, the soul, yourself, the spirit with God. He says, receive the word implanted. Notice an ED on the word implant, not implant, implanted. When you accepted Christ, the Spirit is waiting for the word. The seed of the Spirit is waiting for the word, like a seed in farming is waiting for water. When it sees that you are taking in the word, the seed absorbs it. When the seed absorbs the word, it expands in the soul like the popcorn expands. You would have never thought the popcorn was holding all that soft stuff hostage. You know, this big ball comes out of this little seed because it was being held hostage. What we're doing is holding God hostage because we're keeping him in seed form. He says you must receive. I love the way 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 13 says. He says you believe the word and you received it so that it could perform its work. So it can do what it was meant to do. And trust me, the seed will not perform its work if you're eating cultural donuts. It may taste good, but it has no nutritional value. If you just buy what social media says, what the culture says, all that, it will be of no benefit. He says, prove yourselves to be doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. How do you know if you're receiving the word? Not just believing what it says, but embracing it and welcoming it. He says, you know you have received it when it affects your action, doer of the word. When you act on it, even if you don't feel it, even if you don't emote with it, but you act on it, you are now a doer of the word. Okay, let me say it the other way. If you don't act on it, the word that you heard tricks you. You delude yourself. You think you're better than you are. You think you're improving and you're not. To not act on it is to not receive it, which means you don't benefit from it. Receive the word that is already down in there because the Spirit of God, the seed, is just waiting to suck it in. Every time you act in obedience, you are now drawing it down to the heart. Okay? How do you make sure it gets down there? Verse 23, for if anyone is a hearer of the word, not a doer, he's like the man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But the one who looks intently at the perfect law, because it's perfect, the law of liberty that sets you free, and hangs out in it, abides in it, not having become a forgetful hearer, hearing the sermon and leaving it, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. Okay, you heard me say this again, but it's just such a clear illustration. He says, don't be like a man in a mirror. And the Greek word for man is male. Not mankind. There's another Greek word for mankind. His word here is, don't be like a male in a mirror who looks and quickly goes away. Men go to a mirror, look, bye. Men are done. We quickly go away. Women are not done. Because they don't quickly go away. You've heard me say it before. Women have multiple mirrors. There's the bathroom mirror. When they get up, and, you know, see how messed up they were from last night. Hair all over the place. Okay. Then they go to the aptly named vanity mirror. They're looking, and then this is the second mirror. They look in, they got a whole vanity worth of stuff there and all that stuff. And then they get a hand mirror to look back at the vanity mirror. Back at the vanity mirror. Then they they go to the full body mirror. They go to the... go to the full body mirror. Then they get in the car and pull down the visor. They get, pull down the visor. They just left all the mirrors in the house, but now they pulling down the visor. And right now in their purse, they got a compact with a mirror in it. Because all throughout the day, they're going to keep checking that mirror, putting on the lipstick, making sure. They're going to do all that. Why? Because men visit a mirror, women abide in the mirror. They hang out in the mirror. He says to the one who hangs out in the word. They don't just come and hear a sermon. They get the study guide. They look at the scriptures. They want to spend time with God. They want to hear what God has to say. They talk to people who are going to give them God's perspective. They are hanging out in the mirror. And when you're hanging out in the mirror, he says, that man, that woman will be blessed in what they do. One of the reasons we're not blessed is we're not hanging out in the mirror. We'll go to church, but we won't hang out in the mirror. We won't look at the mirror. We won't see what the mirror has to say. And so the seed doesn't get it, and we don't act on it, so it doesn't reach the spirit so that it could perform its work. So my challenge today is, let's return to his word as a way of life and a lifestyle, not a Sunday event alone.
Dr. Tony Evans, with an important reminder to keep God's word ever present in our lives. And he'll come back with a closing thought in just a moment. First, though, let me quickly remind you of that special offer I mentioned earlier. When you make a year-end contribution, we'll say thanks by sending you the Best of Tony Evans 2023, an audio collection on CD and digital download containing 20 of Tony's most requested messages, as well as his powerful new devotional, Transformed by the Trinity. This book will help you understand the unique aspects of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, arming you with knowledge to approach life's issues encouraged and confident in the Lord's sovereignty. Both of these resources make a great gift, and they're both yours as our gift when you make a donation to help keep Tony's teaching on this station into the new year. Just drop by TonyEvans.org, where you can get all the details and make your donation online. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Or call our 24-hour resource center at 1-800-800-3222. And let one of our team members assist with your request. Your gifts and talents ultimately came from God, but is God getting any of their benefit? Dr. Evans will look at that question tomorrow, but right now, he's back with this important word.
I don't want to conclude our program without giving our listeners a clear opportunity to become a Christian. A lot of people can listen to Christian messages, but never have a personal relationship with the Christ who is the center of that message. So let me explain it very simply. You and I are sinners. We can't save ourselves. So God came up with a plan to provide salvation for us for free. He sent Jesus Christ, his son, to die on the cross as our substitute, validating his purpose by raising him from the dead. And so all you must do is come to Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins and for the gift of eternal life. And he will give it away. He will give it to you if you come to Jesus for it, believing him to forgive your sins. Do that right now. God has already made provision through the death and resurrection of Christ. You just have to accept that provision personally. When you do, you are born again. You get to start life all over again. Why don't you respond right now by receiving Christ into your life?
If you're ready to do that, take the time to visit TonyEvans.org and click on the link at the top of the homepage that simply says Jesus. Tony has more information there about becoming a follower of Christ, as well as some free resources to help in your journey. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.
Double Eagle Sawmill in Cocoa asks listeners to support our troops serving far from home this holiday season. Send them the hope of the Christmas spirit and the joy of the new year with a military care package today. Simply search military care package on the web and deploy the joy this holiday season. That's from veteran-owned and operated Double Eagle Sawmill. They provide custom milled live edge slabs for unique mantles, tables, benches, and more. Call 321-631-2361 for Double Eagle Sawmill in Cocoa.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered would soon deliver you. That your baby boy will give sight to a blind man. That your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand. That your baby boy has walked where angels try.
When you kiss your name.
Kiss the face of God. Did you know? Yeah, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will leave. Oh, did you know? The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of God. Did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great I am.
Thank you.